You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We are continuing a series that we started last week about the need for America to turn back to God. And in fact, the peril and the awkward position that we are in this nation, where people, even within our own country, want to destroy the foundation of this country and change the government and abolish property rights. We see a lot of tumult happening in our land. And we are at a place where we really need to turn back to God. And if we don't, we can only imagine what horrors can happen in this land, this very land that we love and that we have grown up in, and we should love at least. We may actually lose this country. We talked about last week from actually Psalm chapter 80, that God is the God that grants revival to his people. When a nation departs from his commandments, it is important for us to pray, to seek his face, to turn from our wicked ways, that he might hear from heaven, that he might forgive our sin and heal our land, as is listed in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. And we're going to read today, actually, about the law of God. You may recall the law of God, the public reading of God's law, was important as God was bringing Israel, the nation of Israel, into Canaan land. He had Moses read the law of God and told him to train the people in the law of God so that they might train their children and that they might train their grandchildren. And we read in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 5 through 10, "Surely I have taught you statutes and judgments, just as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should act according to them in the land which you go to possess. Therefore, be careful to observe them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the people who hear all these statutes and say, 'Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.' For what great nation is there that has God so near to it as the Lord our God is to us, for whatever reason we may call upon him? And what great nation is there that has such statutes and righteous judgments as are in this law, which I set before you this day? Only take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things that your eyes have seen, lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. And teach them to your children and your grandchildren, especially concerning the day you stood before me, before the Lord your God in Horeb, when the Lord said to me, 'Gather to the people to me, and I will teach them,' or 'I will let them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, and that they may teach them to their children.'" So we see that God says that he has taught them statutes and judgments, that Moses actually had taught them statutes and judgments, even as the Lord commanded Moses that they should act according to them in the land that they go to possess. It's important for us as individuals and for the nation as a whole to honor the law of God, to hear the law of God, to learn from the law of God, to learn these statutes and judgments. Why? That we would know how to act in the land. In verse 6, therefore, be careful to observe them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the people who will hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. The Lord bless you and keep you. This is Brian Longworth. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. 1 Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidates will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, and more. Again, that's FloridaVotesValues.com. It's time to boot up. Log on. A Faster PC Radio is on the air, ready to answer your computer questions. This is your host, Brian Longworth, with a Faster PC. We are here ready to answer your computer questions. So, hey, get your questions ready. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. That's the number to call to get your computer questions answered for free right now, 772-340-1590. You can also head over to our Facebook page where you can not only hear the show but also see the show. What do we mean by that? Well, that means that sometimes you'll be able to see into the studio. Sometimes you'll be able to actually see our logo, which has our phone number, 772-878-5978. And sometimes you'll actually be able to see my computer screen as I show you the steps that I go through to resolve computer problems. And that's what this show is all about. It's about showing you how to solve your computer problems. It is heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour. By the way, you can get to our Facebook page one of two ways. Either go to facebook.com, search for A Faster PC, and we have over almost 23,000 likes. You can also go over to our website of fasterpc.com. Click the link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. You'll hear the show and see the show there. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And remember, when you have computer problems, A Faster PC solves computer problems. 772-340-1590 is the number to get your questions answered again. Answer your computer questions. So, you know what? Hey, what are you waiting for? 772-340-1590 is the number. Computer problems? You need A Faster PC. That's right, you do. And we're ready to answer your questions. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. We did want to also just let you know that we are streaming A Faster PC Radio. So you can head over to our Facebook page. You can watch that. So we are streaming A Faster PC Radio. You can get your computer questions answered, and we'll be there to answer your questions. You can give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or type your computer questions into the comment section of the live video that's happening right now over at Facebook. So Cliff was telling me that there was actually a caller that called in a little bit early. Sometimes you can't wait for A Faster PC. radio, but we're here. We're ready to answer your questions. And of course, you'll want to head on over. You'll want to give us a call to get your computer questions answered. We are here, and we want to actually resolve your computer problems. So 772-340-1590 is the phone number, 772-340-1590. And, of course, you can the number to reach us in the shop, you need to reach us in the shop, or to talk to a Faster PC to schedule an on-site or anything like that, you can give us our number there in the shop at 772-878-5978, 772-878-5978. And also, of course, you can type your computer question into the live comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over on Facebook. By the way, while you're watching the video over there on Facebook, you may want to like the video, share the video with your friends so that your friends can know. You know, one of the things we like to say is, don't keep this information to yourself. I know it might, you know, sometimes people want to, want to have a little bit of job security, want to just know everything. But this is the type of thing that's good to actually share with other people so that they can know, so that they can be more ready to resolve computer problems as well. So, one of the things that we have been talking about over the last few weeks is we have been talking about the 2004 update and some of the things that go into the 2004 update. So this is something that the 2004 update to, this is the update to Windows 10. It's a feature update. So Microsoft has come out with multiple different levels of updates, multiple feature updates. Again, the original feature update was, or the original version of Windows 10 was 1507. From there, it went up to 1511, and then there was the anniversary edition, which was 1607. And many years, they've come out with actually two updates per year, typically labeled the year first, and then the month, 03 or 09. And there was an 1809, there was a 1903, 1909, and then we're getting some buzz also on the audio feed. I'm not sure exactly what that is, if it's coming from me or coming from WPSL or what, but we'll try to keep an eye on that, see where that's coming from, maybe isolated in the break. But all right, so anyway, I'll check my audio connections, but during the break. But with this 2004 update, there are some issues that people have run into, and we have talked about those. The issues last week, we talked about the issues with networking that's resolved with a driver update. We also have talked about some of our customers have had issues where they were able prior to the update to project, and we've talked about that. Let me switch over to a full screen so those that are watching on Facebook can see this. But with Windows 10, if you have multiple monitors, you can actually click the little notification tab. If there's a lot of options in the lower right hand corner. If by default this is collapsed and you only see a few, and then you need to expand this, once you expand it, then you can actually click on project. From project, if you have multiple monitors, you can choose to
could duplicate, which means that your screen and the other monitors would have the same information. Or you can choose to extend, which means that your screen has different information and you can actually drag other content out to the other screen. You can also choose to display only to the second screen if you don't want to use your primary screen. And this can, you know, this will work with a laptop. It'll also work with a desktop. We had a customer that had a laptop computer, and the laptop was displaying I believe the same resolution that my computer is displaying, which I believe, let me just check. I believe it's like 1366 by 768. That's a pretty common resolution. However, one of his monitors, he was able to display out to one of the monitors fine, full screen. But if he connected a second, a third monitor, that and he wanted to duplicate the displays, the other displays would actually have a big border, big black border around them. And the issue was, is that one of the monitors was newer and was operating at a higher resolution, and the computer wasn't able to display out to that same resolution and utilize the full screen. But it worked before the 2004 update. So this is something that what we did find, though, is that if he extended it back here under project, if he extended, which means that second screen goes out to a multiple or to another screen, then the second screen has, and the second and third screen have different content on it from the main screen, then computer was able to display properly. But if he was duplicating, then it wasn't able to display properly when he had that third monitor connected. So this was something that, you know, we don't really have a resolution for it yet, but it is definitely an issue that the customer did see as a result of switching over to version 2004. And of course, you can go back and you can undo those updates, and you can go back and have the previous update. But eventually, Microsoft's going to want to update. One thing we did show you also, if you have a situation like that, let's say it's really super critical that you were to wanted to display it to those monitors and not have that border. You know, you wanted to go back to that previous update. You can do I think we've talked about this, where you actually click Start, and then you go to Power and click, and then you hold down the Shift key as you click on Restart. That gives you, that restarts and gives you an option where you can actually go in and you can actually do a, you can go in and do a system restore. There's other things that you can do there, but it's a way that you can actually undo that. You could do a system restore, or you can undo the last feature update or the last security update set. And you can pause your updates for a short period of time so that Microsoft can resolve the issue. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. And welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is your host, Brian Longworth. And I am hoping that you're enjoying today's show and that you're learning something. And you know what? If you have questions, now's the chance to ask your question. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. That's the number to get on the show to ask your computer-related question. Again, 772-340-1590. You can also ask your question at the live Facebook video that's going on right now. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website at fasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. Click on that link. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can just go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. Find us. We have over 22,000 likes. And when you find us, you'll see that there's a live video going on right now. You can type your question into the comment section. By the way, if you have a question throughout the week that you would like us to cover on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio, we have a post there on our Facebook page that you can type your question in, and we'll cover that on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. We also want to let you know, even if you're not where you can watch our video right now, you can go there at your convenience because it will be recorded, it'll be available, and you can watch that at your convenience. Now, we want to let you know and remind you that we have technicians standing by today, ready to work on computers and resolve computer problems. And our phone number in the shop is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. And we are ready to answer your computer questions. Again, the number to get your computer questions answered, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. We do have Robert on the line. Welcome to A Faster PC Radio, Robert. How can we help you today?
Yes, and thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have a slight problem. When I put my computer on sleep, it will sleep about 5 minutes and wake up. Same thing on hibernate.
Really? So, yes. So really, you know, your computer, if it's coming out of sleep, that would tell me that there's something that's running that is prompting it to come out of sleep. If it is
you know, let's say it's coming out of, you know, it could even be a mouse that's malfunctioning or a keyboard that's malfunctioning. Your computer really shouldn't come out of hibernation, though. So sleep mode is a low power state. What happens with hibernation is whatever is in RAM. Now, let me switch over. And whether you're watching right now on Facebook or not, you can go over there later on at your convenience. But I'm going to launch the task manager, and I'm actually showing this on the video over on Facebook. But I'll verbally describe it for those that are just listening on the radio. I'm launching the task manager. So when I launch the task manager, I hold down the control key and the shift key on the keyboard and then press escape. That brings up the task manager. So I'm clicking on, clicking to expand this. And you look at the amount of memory that I'm using right now. And I actually am using about 42% of my memory. I have 16 gigabytes. So my computer would have a 16 gigabyte hibernation file. So whatever is in my RAM, that's the random access memory, that's your temporary memory, all of your programs load into RAM, your operating system loads into RAM, various Windows services load into RAM, programs that are in RAM, if I were to hibernate my computer right now, it would write everything that's in RAM to a hibernation file on my hard drive. Then it would actually shut my computer off. And then if I would turn my computer on, it pulls that information from the hibernation file back up into RAM, and I come right back up to the same location where I was. Hibernation, once your computer goes into hibernation, it uses zero power. So now your computer, there are settings on some computers in the BIOS to wake on LAN. And you may want to go into the BIOS. The BIOS, by the way, stands for Basic Input Output System. It really holds some settings about settings that control certain things on your computer, including the basic clock, the date and time, also what hard drive you have. Maybe you have a primary drive, what size the drive is, what your boot order is, what type of, whether secure boot is enabled. To get into, and we talked about this just a little bit at the end of the last segment of, right before we went into the break, we talked about doing a, where you click start, you go up to power, and then when you go to restart, instead of just clicking on restart, hold down the shift key and press restart. What will happen, that'll give you some additional options. Another way you can get there is to go to settings. You can go to update and security. And in update and security, there's a troubleshooting step here. So in troubleshooting, let me see, I think it's in troubleshooting, where you can actually do, let me see. Maybe it's not in troubleshooting, but one of these options gives you the ability to do that update or that restart where it's a diagnostic restart. So you just click start, again go to power, hold down the shift key and press restart. What'll happen is you'll come to typically a lot of times it's a blue screen, and you'll be able to choose different ways that you want to restart. And one of those settings would be a BIOS update or a BIOS to go in and change the settings in the BIOS. And so that will reboot and will take you into the BIOS setup. There's some other keys you can press sometimes, you know, if you don't want to, you know, if you're not able to do that or you're having a little bit of problems with that. When you first turn your computer on, depending on the computer that you have, there are some keys that you can press. And with those keys, Like if you have an HP, for instance, you can press the escape key when the computer's booting up. And then it gives you an option where you can choose how, either how you want to boot. You can choose your boot options. You can also go into the BIOS setup. Some computers delete. Pressing delete when you first turn the computer on will get you into the BIOS setup. Other computers, F2, will get you into the BIOS setup. But there's going to be a section in the BIOS, and you'll have to look through. You know, every motherboard BIOS is different, but there's going to be a section in there dealing with power. And one of those sections, you may see something called Wake on LAN. So if Wake on LAN is enabled, you may want to disable it. There also, you also can have other things that are happening, you know, that can wake your computer up. But again, if your computer goes to sleep, unless Wake on LAN, and I'm not 100% sure whether Wake on LAN would wake your computer up from hibernation or not. But I know that typically once your computer goes into hibernation, it's off. And pressing a key on the keyboard or moving the mouse is not going to bring it out of hibernation. Now, you know, if your computer is going to sleep and it's coming out of hibernation, it could be something a key got pressed on the keyboard, or maybe there's a key stuck on the keyboard or something like that. You could, if it's a desktop computer and it's a wireless keyboard, most of them have an on-off switch. You could turn it off there. You could turn your mouse off just to make sure that those aren't interfering. If it's a desktop computer and you have a wired mouse and keyboard, you could, if you can trace back the cable, you could unplug them just to see whether that might be, a source that would be bringing it out of sleep mode. But those are some things to check. And other than that, you know, there could be, you know, out of sleep mode, there could be a program running that's just preventing it from going into sleep or bringing it out. A computer, a program that just, you know, stays active or reactivates itself. Does that answer your question or give you some direction to go, at least to look at a few options?
Yeah, okay, then I'll try that.
Okay.
It just started that, I guess, 5 or 6 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. So Robert's been listening to a Faster PC radio for quite some time, and we really appreciate him calling in this morning. Of course, if you have a phone call, if you have a question, you can give us a call, 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590, and we will answer your computer questions. Also on our Facebook page, you can actually type your question into the comment section on the live video, and we'll be monitoring that live video and those questions that may come in. We do get questions through there on Facebook periodically. So just if there's more than one way to get your question answered here. And of course, we're trying to make the show relevant and give you information. And one of the things we try to do as we answer questions, we try to explain things in a way that other people can hear as well. So that other people that may not even have that issue, maybe they're thinking, well, you know, I was kind of wondering that myself, or maybe I was having that same issue myself. Well, we do try to explain things so that if you're not dealing with that right now, maybe the answer can still help you and still help you to learn a little bit about Windows and how to resolve the computer problems that you have with Windows. So we are here, again, ready to answer your question. And one of the things I wanted to let you know, remind you, that technicians are in our shop today ready to resolve computer problems. We've resolved a lot of computer problems. Let me tell you about a situation we dealt with yesterday. We had a customer that actually received an email from one of his clients He's a has a business, designs products for his clients, and the email said it came from one of his clients, but when he went to open the file, he realized shortly thereafter that there was an infection in the file, that the file was actually designed to infect his computer. And it was tricky because the person that, or the hacker or the scammer, whoever it was that sent that email to him, they actually had researched a little bit about the contact, and they knew what type of files that customer had sent this person in the past, and the email actually said it was a file, the same type of file that he had received in the past. And of course, he was kind of in a hurry. He really didn't think. He really didn't double check. He wasn't expecting that file from this person, but he was kind of in a hurry, and he just opened it up. And then what started happening is he started getting notices from Microsoft Windows Defender that there was an infection. And then certain things stopped working, including the internet on that particular computer. So he actually turned the computer off and just so that no further damage could happen. We came in yesterday, scanned the system. We also deleted the temporary files, which is one of the locations that the file that the infection was in the temporary files. We deleted those temporary files, and then we were able to operate the computer without any issues. So this is just a reminder to be very, very leery of any attachment that comes via email. And you may want to actually, I would encourage you to just reach out to the customer and make sure, reach out to the person that sent you the email, make sure that they sent it, that it wasn't someone else that sent it, or a scammer that sent it, or a hacker that sent it, or even an infected virus that is infected the computer and then goes and sends itself out to everyone in the address book. We had another customer this happened to this past week, where we got an email from them, and it was odd, and it said there's a file attached with an invoice. And this was one of our customers. We've done work for them multiple times. We've sent them invoices, and we do that typically after we do some work for them, in a form of a PDF file. But they actually were sending us an email saying that it was related to an invoice, and I thought it looked a little bit suspicious. And then I got a message from the customer, and he was having problems, and he was indicating that his email account had gotten hacked into, and that the scammers or the hackers were sending out emails to people to his contact list, saying that it had an invoice in it. And so you want to be very cautious, even if it's someone that you know, be very cautious, because it could be actually a scammer or a hacker that's sending that to you. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems?
A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. All right, we are back. We're ready to answer your computer questions. 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590 is the number to get your computer questions answered. And of course, as we mentioned, our number in the shop, 772-878-5978, 772-878-5978. You can give us, you can reach us there, and also, again, technicians are standing by, and of course, 772-340-1590 is the number to get your computer questions answered, or type your questions into the live comment section of the video here, and what we'll do,
By the way, we have had some people. I know it's been a few months here. Well, it's been almost 2 months, but the July 4th edition of a Faster PC Radio, we did some sermon excerpts, patriotic sermon excerpts, and some people have asked whether we can, you know, they can get a copy of that. So what I'll do on that, if you are interested in that, we'll put that up probably on our church YouTube channel, and our church Facebook page, and our church website, and I'll work on getting that up, because that was all done before we used to do videos for our church. Now, you know, we used to just record audio. Now we actually have video. So we'll have to put some static pictures or change the picture every now and then for that. But we'll get that together and, you know, in the next week, get that up there so you can watch that. But in the last segment, the end of the last segment, one of the things we were talking about was, you know, how to protect yourself and how to protect your computer from infection. You know, one of the big ways that infections are spread today is through emails. And you have to realize that every type of file out there, it's kind of hard to imagine that this could be possible, but a picture could actually be infected. So the inside the picture itself, there could be malicious code that when that picture is displayed, it launches a certain script. And this is, by the way, one of the reasons why when you go to a website, sometimes it's even major websites. We've seen it on Microsoft's start page. We've seen it on major websites, where you go to the website and all of a sudden a picture or an ad is displayed. And what happens then is you actually have either audio or video, or maybe another screen pops up that tells you that you're infected. You may have audio and video and a screen that pops up. Sometimes that screen pops up and it takes up the entire screen, and it doesn't even have an X in the upper right-hand corner. And it tells you your computer's infected and instructs you to call a number. And, you know, a lot of people fall for that scam. Now, not everyone does, but there's a certain percentage of people that will fall for that scam. And what happens when you fall for that scam is, you know, you're really helping out the scammers. So this is something that you want to, you know, protect yourself from, and make sure that you're not going to fall for this type of thing. So, you know, by the way, an email that comes to you can be infected also. If that has a picture attachment, if it has a PDF attachment, if it has a file, a zip file, or an EXE file, a lot of times EXE files don't make it through spam filters. But zip files, those are compressed files. Those quite often can make it through. But when they're unzipped, they could have an EXE file, which is an executable file. It's a program that could launch and even opening up what looks like a Microsoft Word document or an Excel document or a PDF document can lead to infection on your computer. And so you want to be very cautious, especially about attachments. As we mentioned in the last segment, if you receive an email with an attachment and you weren't expecting that person to send that type of file to you, you may want to check with them. It's even safe to check with them even otherwise, just to make sure that they really sent it out. And by checking with them, you may not want to just send them an email reply. Because if their email system was hacked, sometimes what happens is hackers will go in there and they will automatically delete incoming email and forward it to themselves. So they're receiving your email and they can actually reply to it as if they are you. And you know, so if you received an email and you sent an email back saying, hey, is this legit? Did you really send this to me? The hacker could send you back a reply in some cases. So you want to just be alert and make sure that you're not falling prey to this type of scam. This is something that you know has happened. We've seen it quite a bit, and you want to steer clear of that and make sure that the infection, you know, that what's being sent to you is not infected. And by the way, the real good scammers will know, just like happened with the one customer that we talked about in the last segment, where he received a file. The file said, here is a, and it mentioned the type of file that he needs to actually do the type of design that he does. And so the hacker that is trying to infect his computer, they actually knew something about the person that whose computer they infected, so that when the emails would go out, they would actually send the type of file that you would ordinarily, the people would ordinarily expect to receive from that person. So this is why you see sometimes, and I know we've seen major cities in the last year, 2 years, 3 years that have been hit with these crypto locker infections, where an employee is tricked into opening up an email. Well, the really good hackers will get access to a computer and they'll see what type of files that person sends to others, what types of files other employees send to employees, and they will spoof the email address, which means that they're going to configure their email program so that it says that the email is coming from an address that's internal and then internal to the organization, like City of Atlanta. This happened to the city of Stewart, I believe. You see what happens is employees receive an email that has the type of file that they would expect to receive, and the file is infected. So when they open the file, what happens is it looks like the file never opened. The person might even try to open it again. Well, what happened was there was a executable that was launched. That executable starts encrypting data. When a sufficient amount of data is encrypted, you get a notice on your screen that tells you that your data is encrypted. Or with the infection, you might not get a notice at all. Your computer might just be used as remote control, where someone else can control your computer. And by the way, if they can control your computer and 100,000 other computers, then they can rent that. That's called a botnet. They can rent that out, and they can use it to take down major websites. And they can you can see major issues happening because of this. So this is something that you want to be cautious, even when the email attachment is the type of file that you would expect. If the person didn't call you before, if they didn't send you a text before, if you're not expecting that file, even if you are expecting that file, it might be good just to reach out to them on the phone, to send them a text, contact them another means other than email, and just verify that they sent that file to you. And again, it takes a few minutes longer, but it's worth it to protect yourself and to protect your computer and to make sure that you're not going to fall scam, that you're not going to fall prey to one of these scams. By the way, some good ways that you can make sure that you're protecting yourself against a CryptoLocker infection is to make good backups on a regular basis and not keep those backups attached to your computer while you're not making a backup. Because if you have the backup connected to your computer, when the CryptoLocker script runs, when the program runs, it's encrypting data, very likely it'll encrypt the data on the backup as well. So you want to make sure that you're protecting yourself and, by first of all, being very cautious when you see an email. You might even want to just wait, because typically what happens is someone's going to open up that email. If it's infected, you're probably going to hear about it from the person that sent out that is purported to have sent out the email. Again, the scammers send them out saying that they're from this person. It has their name. It has their email address. But that doesn't mean that it came from them. So that's another way. It's just waiting. The other day when we received an email, when we received an email the other day, it really only took a few minutes or really a few hours, and I didn't open it. I didn't look at it. I was actually only looking at it in our spam filter. I thought it looked odd. I thought possibly maybe there's an infection here. But later on, that customer did contact us and said, "Hey, something's going on with my email. I got hacked." And, he was sending out emails because people were replying back to him. He was sending out emails to them. And we helped him get all that resolved. And, of course, whatever problems you might have, that's what a faster PC does. We resolve computer problems. But we also like to give you some instruction so that you can know what to do, so that you can take steps, so that you can protect yourself. And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We will be closed Monday for Memorial Day. I want to encourage you to take time to remember those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice so that you and I and our children can enjoy freedom. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, "Lord, Grant Us Revival and Reformation. Grant Us a Great Awakening." Part 2, God's Law Rediscovered. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista, and we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. 1 Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidates will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties.
Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, and more. Again,